BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Loads on it, including Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston. They've got a new film out. So, two actresses, one bloke in a toilet, no harm done. That's coming up. Also, very confident listener called Dean calls up with his Tinder dating progress. He's feeling really sorry for himself, so he got the violins out. And I blame whoever isn't in the room for calling Susanna Reid Susanna Rude.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Hello.
A pie on a Wednesday for lunch. Who do you think you are?
Do you know what? It's hump day. You know, since I learnt that term... And I'm getting over it by boshing a pie. I bought you one as well,
absolutely,
but all you did
disgusting.
Was lick it.
I know, I've never actually licked a pie before, but I quite liked it.
Yeah.
It's my thing, when I'm on a diet, sometimes I just lick things instead of actually eating them, doesn't count. Like, so lick a cake,
I don't
really
think
good.
You should be guilty. You know, it's a good lunch I've got you there, it's a good pie.
I think it's disgusting on a Wednesday. Anyway, hope you're right this afternoon. Jamila Jamil's going to be here at 3:30 with me on the official chart update to see where your favourite song is on the chart this week. We're going in man on man on Real or No Real today.
Do you have to say it like that?
It's just us, isn't it? There's no guest today. But actually, I think we're going to need some guy time after we hear from the girls. So Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston are on this show at 1:45. There is an idea floating around involving toilets. Because their new film, The Powder Room, is mostly set in a girl's toilet. So stick with me on this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, on at 1:45 today, because I've got a new film coming out, Together. It's, it's a boyhood dream for Chris, really. but only the characters, of course. I mean, the actresses in real life are lovely, but it is more the characters that you used to fancy.
You don't know, do you? Because you know them for the characters that they play.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're proper actresses, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they probably have, like, I don't know, silk dressing gowns. But like, when they long, kind of, cigarette holders.
But this is what bugs me, so...
Not actually, you know, a tracksuit wearing...
I know, type. But this is the thing, when actors and actresses come on the show, I always find it interesting to see what role they're playing when they come in. Like, are they being themselves?
Yeah.
Or are they coming in as their character?
Sheridan Smith is lovely, but she's not like Rudy from Gavin and Stacey.
Right.
She's more, hello, darling. Do you know what I mean? So Sheridan Smith off of Gavin and Stacey. Yeah, that was her finest work for you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Or as Anthony's girlfriend in The Royal Family.
Okay.
2 pints of lager.
She's done loads, hasn't she?
Mrs. Biggs. But my favourite role of hers from her entire body of work, when she played Elle Woods in Legally Blonde the musical.
Did she?
Yeah. That's brilliant. One of the best shows I've ever seen.
I've never been to that.
So good, yeah.
Is this in the West End or is this
in
like a Panto?
London's busy.
Thing.
No, Panto? She doesn't do Panto
right,
yet.
Sorry.
Yet. And also Jamie Winston, actress, Kid Out Heard, Made in Dagenham, etc. And also daughter of legendary Ray Winston. So don't get any funny
of Ray,
ideas.
Sorry.
Daughter of Ray Winston. Yeah. Did they say son of?
I accidentally said son of Ray.
She's not the son of. Don't. He'll have your kneecaps off.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Happy birthday, Ron Stark.
Thank you. So my dad.
Is he listening?
Probably not. I'm not going to lie.
Oh. That's all right, though. He's not supposed to.
So this present idea that we've got, that I've entrusted you with.
I've done it.
You've done it?
Done it. Done it. Done it.
It's all wrapped?
It's all wrapped. All you've got to do is give it. So here's the idea. Chris, as a friendship test, has entrusted me with getting his dad's birthday present this year. So Chris doesn't know what it is, and he will present it to his dad tonight, but passing it off as a present that he has bought for his birthday. Do you trust me?
I trust you, but
do you
this
trust
is
me,
loads
though?
Of people have
do
said,
you trust
why?
Me, though?
Yeah, but I do. And loads of people have said, why do you trust him with this? And I'm going, well, this is the test. This is exactly it.
And if it was awful and embarrassing, obviously, that would be really bad for our friendship.
And I know you wouldn't want to let me down with it.
I wouldn't. It would be awful. How old's Ron today, do you know?
I don't know.
You don't know how
I
old your
know.
Dad is?
No, is that really bad?
That's really bad. I'm surprised you actually remember the day, though. It's a kind of improvement.
Well, how old's your dad?
My dad? He doesn't want me to say that.
That's really bad, actually, is it?
I honestly don't know
how old my dad is.
Yeah. Shout out to my dad, who played well on Family Fortunes last night. That happened.
How was Pete?
Pete was really nervous, but he did really well.
Yeah.
And really well. But I tell you what, I want the team who work on that show around me all the time because they are brilliant at fluffing you up.
In what sense?
If you've ever had a bad day, you just need to get one of the Family Fortunes people around. They're like, yeah, you're the man. You can do this. You look brilliant. Your hair is amazing. Your skin is beautiful. And it's like, oh, thanks. They're literally like the biggest ego boost ever.
Really?
They're there to fluff you up and get you like revved up for the show. And they do a brilliant job.
And how did Pete go down with the ladies?
Oh, fantastically well. Mostly they were telling me after he'd left how much they liked him.
Mm.
He'll probably get his own TV show soon, I think.
Daily.
Trigger's been on from Worcestershire. For some reason, Scott, I thought your dad was called Bruce. What? Why would you think that? Why is he Bruce? Any reason?
Bruce Mills.
Maybe I just sound like I've got a dad called Bruce. I don't know. But Pete was on fine form last night on Family Fortunes.
Good. I'm pleased to hear.
My
I can't wait to see it.
It's not on until January. I can't really say much more about it, but we had a good night. Had a little sing with Vernon Kay on the karaoke at the end.
Is that in the new format?
No, it's not on the show. It's after the show. So they have what they call a wrap party, which is like the end of series, because the one we filmed last night was the last one in the series of Family Fortunes. So they don't do karaoke every night, like with the stars of Emmerdale or Corrie.
Seems an odd way to finish work, doesn't it?
Yeah, every day.
if everyone did that every day, it'd be chaos.
Yeah. So me and Vern just had a little turn on the mic afterwards.
Yeah.
Great times. Hello to ThinkSpace, who are listening today at school as well. Quite a few people listening at school this afternoon.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston. Hi, guys.
Hiya.
You're right?
Good, yeah. Thanks. How are you?
I'm really good. Sheridan's wearing a call centre headset, which I quite like.
So if work dries up, I can go back for doing call centre.
Hello, line two.
Come in, line three.
It's quite good. It's what we use to answer the phones here at Radio 1. But
it's quite Madonna-esque, isn't it?
Isn't it? Or Britney.
Yeah.
Britney.
Quite like it.
Oh, Britney and the new locks.
Yeah?
Yes. So you two are in a new film together, and it's called The Powder Room, which is pretty much set in the girls' toilet of a club, which is well glam.
Dead glam.
Do you expect anything less?
See, the thing is, Chris and I are fascinated about what girls talk about in the loo, so it was quite an eye-opener.
It's for me, it's like a whole new world that's been explored with this film.
Yeah.
I think that's why I loved it, just because it gave me a real insight to what goes on actually in the girls' toilet.
Because we don't know, you see.
Were you scared?
I know, but I just wondered how different it was, because obviously, you know, in the bloke's toilet, we've got toilet attendants who sing generally and that kind of thing. And
Yours don't sing, yeah. They sing all sorts of rhymes.
See, they should make a film about the girls and boys'
toilets.
It'd
be boring in the boys' toilet. No,
smelly.
It all goes on in the girls.
It is smelly, yeah. It does go on in the girls.
Fun.
We didn't realise, though, that girls have toilet attendants as well. We thought it was just the lads.
Mm.
Why would you just have them? We need hairspray and everything else and makeup.
We need the works.
It's because, as Scott was saying, the ones in blokes' toilets say rhymes. They're not really that suitable for the radio, so I can't give you many, but maybe I'll give you one off air.
Okay. Yeah. Go.
That kind of...
I know.
Phil.
And that doesn't happen in yours.
No, we don't have the rhymes.
No.
We make them up, won't we?
I mean, Chanel does some pretty outrageous stuff. That's going to be quite shocking to a lot of men and women out there, I think. But, yeah, it's pretty standard.
It's not the same.
It's quite a crude film, isn't it? But it's fun. It's what really happens, you know what I mean? There's no kind of films or TV shows that show women or how they actually speak.
Yeah.
So it's
really true to what goes on in girls' toilets. It's a lot of fun, a lot of drama, a lot of tears.
Yeah.
A lot of alcohol.
And I saw a review yesterday saying that they're calling it like the British Bridesmaids. So how does that make you feel?
Oh, are they?
That's pretty cool.
Nice, isn't it?
Nice.
But you know what? We made it like, we kind of made it on a shoestring, didn't we? We were all kind of pulled together. The writer's really young and a female, and so is the director, MJ. And we all kind of just really believed in it. So we all kind of made it. We didn't know it was going to get picked up by Universal and kind of get a big release like this. So we were over the moon. But it was like going into work every day with a group of mates because it's all females. There was like a couple of guys who came on who looked terrified every time they walked on set.
Definitely.
But we had a laugh, though, didn't we? It was really good
fun. No, it was so nice. It was lovely. And MJ's really talented and wanted to work with Sheridan for a while now. We've both been sort of going, when are we going to work together?
Yeah.
And this was the perfect opportunity to do that, really.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It was like... going and
messing about.
Now, Sheridan, the last time you were on the show, you said that Chris could be in a play with you.
I did. And he let me down. He never came.
Okay, well, he thinks the same.
Yeah, well, hang on a minute. What are you saying?
He's expecting a call for Midsummer Night's Dream.
No, he followed
me
on...
you weren't keen?
Not at all.
Okay, right, clear it up.
Okay, I was true to my word. I followed you on Twitter.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to start, like, DMing each other and kind of hanging out and stuff. Yeah. Blanked me. Never heard from him again after the radio show.
So this is you not doing the maintenance.
Well, I didn't think this is how it worked. I assumed that I would hear from you at some point. Like, no, I don't know, your agent or something.
She's a
I
very thought this busy was... actress.
I thought you were going to chase me.
Okay.
Sheridan
chase
Smith.
Me, chase me.
Right, this is a weird situation,
loves
isn't
the
it?
Chase. He loves the chase.
I was kind of disappointed. I'm single, you know.
Yeah?
Come on, Scott's going to be Cilla Black.
Oh. Oh, Graham. You could have been a fairy.
I know. That was the role you were offering me.
You were going to be one of my fairies. I was the fairy queen, Titania. And right. Actually, in our version, it wasn't kind of twinkly fairies. It was all kind of... It was like free love and they were kind of forest dwellers and like festival goers. So it was a real kind of funky. Yeah. So we would have all had like a big loving and, you know.
But are these fairies the ones was... that are like, you know, the really, really good looking blokes with wings?
No, there was no wings.
Right.
It was more like, do you know the festival in the desert called the Burning Man where they all go and it's all free love and they all wear crazy outfits and it was all like that. So we could have put you in like some crazy
right.
punky outfit.
I would love to see
been,
this.
You could have just been like hanging off my arm and cuddling
okay,
me.
Okay, what are you saying about this, Mills?
I'm saying that you've missed your opportunity.
Right. You missed out.
Rubbish.
Sheridan doesn't do showbiz chat.
But we can redo it, like just me okay. and you, maybe.
All right, then.
We'll do like our own little scene.
Yeah.
You're I'm terrible.
And also, Chris, maybe now is the time for you to ask Jamie her opinion on your 50 Shades of Grey idea.
Oh.
Should we really talk about this here?
I think
this is the ideal opportunity.
Okay, so I'm sort of, and I'm not 100% sure why they've got to have the people that they are potentially playing Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Because as a sort of normal bloke, it doesn't really appeal to me, the idea of someone like, say, Ryan Gosling being Christian Grey. Or I don't
it
know.
It threatens
the
him
guy.
A little bit. Well, he thinks it's going to change.
Who's playing it, Jamie Dornan?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Now, is he how I imagine he's going to look like?
Hot.
Sort of. Right.
He's
okay.
very, very handsome.
He's very good looking.
And he's a very good actor as well. So it's good. To
but here's what I'm saying. I'm saying instead of that, maybe your dad.
Yeah. As Christian.
What? Yeah, that's a great idea. Let's really go for that. No, I don't know about that, babe.
No?
Really?
I don't know. It's actually rather revolting to think about it.
I know. Obviously, for you, it's quite revolting, but think about
what
I mean,
do you want to see my dad like that, do you?
Not really, but I think I'd have,
what
more
are we talking about here, Chris?
I'd have more respect for the role if it was someone like
a
him.
Respected actor.
Do you know what I mean? As a bloke, I'd far rather see him than someone like kind of greased up and. The other idea I had was Paul Hollywood, you know, the baker.
He's quite a fox.
He's got a bit of a twinkle in his eye,
hasn't he?
Hasn't he?
Yeah,
he has.
Waiting for the ladies.
Oh, what about you?
Me is Christian Grey.
Yeah.
Oh,
I don't know.
Great.
Could you
really?
Be dominating like that?
I really enjoy it when girls have cornered Chris because he just goes, oh.
It's a new one, this.
I know. It is new, isn't it? I quite enjoy it.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, I'm obsessed about what girls talk about in the toilets, hence your new film. So, if it's all right, I'd like to bring back one of my favourite features, which is called...
Scott Talks to Men in the Toilets.
Do you want to explain how this has normally okay. worked on the show?
Well, I'm going to do this.
Scott Talks to Girls in the Toilets.
Basically, you two hang out in a cubicle in the Radio 1 toilet and wait for ladies to come in.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you things to ask them. Like, things that men want to know about what girls really think. Because girls, you know, together in a toilet, they're honest with each other, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay? So if I play a song now, Chris, can you show quickly Sheridan and Jamie to the girls?
It'd be an honour.
Okay, thank you. Let's play a song.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And now we bring back an old game.
Scott talks to girls in the toilets.
Hello, Jamie Winston and Sheridan Smith.
Hello.
Where are you at the moment, please?
We're in the toilet.
In the toilet.
In the girls' toilet? Are you in a cubicle?
We're in a cubicle, yeah. Waiting for our victim, yeah.
OMG. Okay, can you cough when someone comes in and I'll tell you what to say? I want to get an opinion of what girls really think.
Okay, we're waiting.
Just
what
cough.
If someone comes in and we just get stuck in here all day?
Well, just have a chat, you know.
Someone's...
Hello? Oh, Okay, ready? What do you think of men who cry at Christmas adverts?
Is there any loo roll next door, please?
Yeah. Are you in the edge one?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'll just...
Thank you. Are you looking forward to Christmas?
yeah. Thanks. You?
Yeah.
I'm just going to pop it under the door for you.
Do you know, sometimes my brother and them, they sometimes cry at Christmas adverts. What do you think about when men cry at Christmas adverts? Random question, I know, but it was just making me laugh this morning, and I just thought.
It's alright. Yeah, it doesn't bother me, really.
It doesn't bother you?
No.
I think they're wussies.
Yeah, I reckon
they are. Yeah, thanks for the loo roll, thank you.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, have a good one.
Yeah,
too. Bye, love.
Did they give you the loo roll?
Yeah, I've got the loo roll in my hand.
Awesome.
I don't need to use it. But anyway, didn't bother her.
See, this is what girls really think.
This is the best game, so I'll let Jamie do this one.
Okay, just wait for the next person.
Scott? This is so naughty.
I know, isn't it? You're in a cubicle. You're both in together, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Are you sat on the toilet?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, right, okay. Okay, just start a conversation. And then...
Babe, have you got any toilet roll?
Oh, yeah.
There we are.
Thank you. So, there's none here.
Ask them, what do they think? Ryan Gosling or Chris Stark?
Babe, weird question, but what do you think about Ryan Gosling or Chris Stark? Who's fitter? I mean... I personally think Ryan's got it, but there's something about Chris.
I'm a big fan of Ryan Gosling.
Do you not think Chris has got something kind of special about him?
Is Chris in there?
Chris, shut up, shh. Oh, hang on.
Embarrassing. I think I heard them trump.
Is someone trumped?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, ever. In the girls as well. I never think that happened.
It's
okay. Have they gone now, that person?
Fine, they don't know I'm here.
Okay. All right, let's just, like, wait for one more, I think. This is what girls really think on... Girls. With celebrity... It's so random. With celebrity guests Sheridan Smith and Jamie Winston in a cubicle together in the girls at Radio 1. Oh. Okay, so start up the conversation. Ask them how they are. And then I want you to ask... Does size matter?
Oh, God. Scott, I can't do this.
Hello? Sorry, is there any loo roll next door? Please?
Yeah?
Please, can I have some? Sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, God, how am I going to ask this? This is so awkward.
You're an actress, work it out.
Thank you so much. Oh, that's great. Thanks. Although it's only a little bit. Size matters.
Do you need some more than that?
Well...
We're going to need a few more sheets.
Might need a bit more. Do you think size... I'm stupid.
Just say it.
Do you think size matters? Sorry. I can't get it. It's big or small?
Are they still there?
I
know, they're just passing more loo roll over.
That's a really big bit, and that's fine.
But what do you think about size? Does it really matter?
They've gone.
They just think he's not lewd. I'm scared of my butt. I've got loads of toilet roll.
So we've worked out that she's not bothered about men at cry at Christmas adverts, mostly Ryan Gosling, and does size matter? They got scared and went, but you've got loads of loo roll. Thanks very much, girls.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1. Hello, Ed in Bristol, who's sat nav is just broken, so he's had to buy an A to Z. Okay, the next track is by McFly.
No way.
Now, of course, McBusted. I saw Dougie last night.
Yeah.
Having a chat. I didn't play against him on Family Fortunes. He was on another show. I think I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
It's been on Twitter. But he's very excited about McBusted. Are we going to go?
Are we going to go? Yes. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Do you know Busted was the first ever concert I went to?
Oh, happy times. Was that?
Can you call it a gig?
It was a gig, yeah.
And me and one of my best... It was at Wembley, and me and my best mate took his little brother there for his birthday. But I ended up loving it.
Good times?
It was a right laugh.
Yeah. Favourite track of the night?
Oh, it's got to be
Sleeping With The Lights On.
Sleeping With The Lights On.
Yeah.
I think that's my favourite, Busted.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
My favourite's Who's David? Who?
Good tune. Great video.
That was number one, that.
But you know what? I think they've got to that stage now where they're like retro. Do you know what? I think I'm all for this Mutt Busted thing.
Up for it?
But what a night out that'll be.
We'll have a laugh, won't we?
This McFly song you're about to play.
Yes?
Vintage or newer?
It's Vintage McFly.
Wow.
One of their best songs. And I'm playing it because they are on Radio 1 tonight, hosting my playlist. It's where different artists get to pick an hour of their absolute favourite music. And McFly are doing it tonight between 9 and 10 on Radio 1. If you miss it live, catch it on the BBC Radio iPlayer app. Or have you listened again?
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1, Flyer on tonight between 9 and 10 doing my playlist. Love those boys.
That's a tune.
It is. You wouldn't want to hear it every day.
I love it.
But it's real nice to just like, oh, I remember that. Stargirl. See,
that's exactly what it is. It's memories, isn't it?
Yeah.
I
mean, you would happily hear Sleeping With The Lights On by Busted every day. Me, not so much.
Do you know what?
You had to be there.
Would you play it once, like, for my birthday or something? It's a while away, but...
Listen to it yourself, really.
Like, no
need for it to be on the actual radio.
No, but...
no offence, it's a great song, but, like, you could just put it on.
I know, but it's not the same. You know, that's why people send requests into radio stations.
Do yourself a shout-out and play it yourself. So you heard Zane Lowe with Jay-Z and Zane Lowe with Kanye West. This week, we premiered Zane Lowe with Eminem. Part 1 and 2 of 4 bits of the interview are available to watch right now on the Radio 1 website. So you watched part 2 earlier.
I did, yeah.
Good?
It's getting intense. I like when you say good, like it's a soap going on every day.
Yeah.
Every day I give you... It's getting intense.
What's the cliffhanger at the end?
Oh, I don't... Well, no, I'm not going to... I don't want to give a plot spoiler.
Does Eminem finally spot that half-price sticker on the bottom of Zane's shoe?
No. But you know what? In the first episode, they were sort of establishing themselves and starting up the interview, and then you go in, now we're in. Do you know what I mean? Now Zane's going deep.
Is there eye contact? Are they staring each other out?
Do you know what? There's a great moment where Eminem's talking, Zane just reaches out and grabs a bottle of water. It's a clever move. Like, it's like it was almost planned. Like I don't know, it's in some kind of power game or something. Eminem's talking, he goes out, grabs a bottle of water.
Is he staring him in the eyes?
It's getting intense, Scott.
Love that.
So, I mean, I urge you and everyone else to work. Apart from anything else, it is getting to that stage of the interview now where we really are finding out stuff about Eminem.
Is it a tiny bit awkward?
No. Well, yes.
Okay, I want to watch it now. Right, put the Radio 1 YouTube on, please.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, what's the problem?
You.
What?
With this fern thing.
Yes.
So I wasn't there when you went and did the handover chat, you know, that we do with Fern just before she finishes her show. And, I wasn't actually... I didn't actually hear what you said, but I've been made aware of what you've said. Got it here.
No, can I just say, like, it wasn't... I think it was Chris that said Susanna Rude first.
No, you said Susanna Rude.
I did.
I swear you did.
I don't think so, though. Right, so Fern's got a problem because she heard Susanna Reid on our show yesterday and... Susanna was saying, oh, how do I make it up to Fern? I think I've annoyed her. And we said, well, yeah, you have, because you called her Susanna Rude.
Mm. But we blamed it all on Fern.
Yeah, we did.
But then you go in to speak to Fern, and obviously she calls you up on that and says, Scott, what are you doing? And then suddenly, why am I getting the blame?
Also, you tweeted Susanna Rude.
Yeah. You just said it again.
Yeah, but I didn't say it originally. It was Chris.
It was you.
It was not.
You can't keep doing this, Scott. Whoever's not there, you can't just blame them. This is so you.
It's quite me, isn't it?
And on national radio as well, it's even more scandalous. Do you think no one listens?
What I like to do to delay the argument is just blame the person that's not in the room. It makes it easier. If you hate confrontation, like I do, it's just a whole lot better. Obviously, eventually, those two people or three people will come face to face. But I just like to delay it for as long as possible.
Yeah, or a few million people might be listening. The amount of tweets I got saying, are you listening to this, Chris? Are you listening to Scott? It's like, what's he saying now?
Look, don't mind. I've done it loads of times where I just blame you for things.
It's true.
It's just me.
I have taken blame for a number of things.
You
that
love
you've
it.
Done.
You have, yeah.
I'm going to write a book one day. not the one.
Okay, well, who did start it then?
You. This is the point.
I've kind of forgotten what the reality is now.
I'll tell you the reality of it. You start it, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to arrange for everyone to be in one room at one time.
No! I would hate that.
And watch you melt.
No! That's like my worst nightmare. Can you imagine? You, Fern, like everybody from Radio 1 going, oh yeah, and another thing. And you did this once, and you did that
once. I really want to do this as a thing one day where we lock the door.
No!
We move you in, and you are handcuffed to a chair. I know this is sounding weird. Bear with me. We then bring everyone into the room, and they are just told to say everything
to
you.
No, I would hate that. Don't be doing this as one of, like, you know what Greg does, where they don't tell him what's going on. Don't even think about it, because I won't be able to walk out. I'll be handcuffed.
No, that's the thing. I'm interested to see how you'd react.
I don't know what I would do.
It might be a bit like when it was your surprise birthday, and you don't really like surprises.
No, I hated that.
You couldn't run, and everyone was in there, and all these worlds were colliding. Your work people, it was all like that. And I saw you there, and you just, it was...
Well, it's happened a couple of times. Do you remember the surprise party? There was one which was awful. The last one I kind of styled out a bit. It was better.
Yeah.
But the first few minutes, I'm like, oh God, oh no. And I started hyperventilating because everybody is there. Not that there's anything bad particularly.
No, but the last, I know the one you mean. The last one was great. That was lovely because that was a smaller group. But I remember the first surprise party a few years ago. It was, because there were people there that didn't even like you. And it was whole worlds. It's that awkward thing where a blanket invite's gone out because it's a surprise party and you're not good with surprises. There were people in there with stories.
I know there were. Anyway, let's not do that. And Susanna Reid, if you're listening, it was fun.
Oh, come on.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga and R. Kelly.
Do you reckon I'm right?
On BBC Radio 1, what?
Just had a thought. You know when she turned up here and she was like covered in flour?
I don't remember she was covered in flour.
Do you think that's when she asked someone to
do what you want with my body? Oh, I'll cover you in flour.
She covered her in flour.
She wasn't. It wasn't flour, was it?
Well, it was, wasn't it?
Like self-raising flour. Of cakes.
I love the idea that she said that. Do what you want.
Oh, just chuck a bag of flour on it. Right, so just wondering how Mrs. X is getting on. Do you remember our Tinder person? He's gone on multiple dates. If you've not heard of this, it's like this app. It's a new dating app. And it's kind of changing the way people date in the UK. Loads of people are on it. So you just get faces of people on this app, and it's whether you like them or not. So you swipe left for no, and you swipe right for yes, and you can get through loads in no time. And then if you get matches, if two people have swiped right for yes, then you can arrange a date. Loads of people are on it, loads of people are loving it. Some of your mates are on it, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. Well, boys and girls. I mean, it just seems to be working.
We haven't had any boys on the show yet, though, with their experiences, have we?
True that. True that. It's mostly been girls that we've heard from.
And what I quite like, it's absolutely fine now for you to arrange, like, multiple dates in a week. Because that was kind of... only the kind of thing they did in New York, like on Sex and the City, where it's perfectly acceptable to do dates with like 2, 3, 4 people. Like you can go for dinner one night with somebody, maybe some cocktails the night after with someone else.
Yeah,
and that's absolutely fine.
I like the people that go on dates which are like courses. So it's like you go and learn how to make I like these, they're like apprentice
learn how
tasks.
To make
cocktails.
Oh, right, good. Thanks for finishing that word.
And you know that kind of thing, decorating cakes. And
yes.
It seems incredible to me that you would go to a lecture, of thing.
You can learn stuff as well on a date. It's really good.
I'm fascinated by these courses, though, that people do dates on.
Yeah.
Have you ever been on one?
I haven't. I know a girl who did go on a date with somebody, and it was a bed-making course.
Oh, my God. Why on earth?
You can do those.
What a first date.
Yeah, like how to make a bed properly,
no
like
way.
Off of Victorian times.
No way.
Probably Alice Levine's done it.
There's a demand for that?
Yeah, that happens. How to make a perfect bed. She went on a date with this guy, didn't really go anywhere. He wasn't keen.
No.
But I do wonder how Mrs. X is getting on, because we haven't heard from her for a while. She's like our anonymous Tinder dating person. And I think last time we spoke to her, she was on date 7, was it? And she had date 8 and 9 planned. And that was the last we heard of her. So Mrs. X, if you're listening, get in touch. I want to know some more goss.
Do you know what? My mates were asking about her in the pub because they're all worried that...
Well, that's the thing, you see, because everyone's like, if you're on Tinder, you'll be thinking, am I going to date Mrs. X next? Because you'll never know. It's like the stick. Mm. Like, you're not going to know. Maybe date 9 was the one. And she's got nothing more to say. She's
just gone off to though,
yeah, gone off into the sunset with him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Mers fans. He's going to play Innuendo Bingo next Tuesday, or as he calls it, Bingo in Your Endo. That's Tuesday at 1:45. Ollie Mers makes a welcome return to the show, playing his favourite game. Hi, Dean.
Hello. Wow, exciting.
Exciting times. I'm speaking to you. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good. You?
Yeah, I'm all right. What's going on?
Oh, so I texted in the other day about my Tinder date, and I just thought I'd just fill you guys in on everything that's going on.
Okay, so you've been on how many Tinder dates?
Just the one.
Seeing her again?
Plans to, but keeping my options open, you know, young lad and all.
Okay, good.
When you say keeping your options open, that means to me that you're doing quite well on this Tinder thing.
Yeah, I would say if I've got 39 girls interested.
Pardon me?
Okay, good.
What?
I've done a little bit of stats for now, you if you want.
Can I just ask, did you join up on that site because of this show?
Yeah, let's be honest.
Right, so you heard...
What I do in life is because of you guys.
Right, so you heard about it on here and you were like, yeah, I'm going to do that. And now you've got 39 girls after you. You can thank me.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, given the flip side to this, though, and I am saying this, I take it all 39 of these girls don't know that you're also speaking to 39 other girls.
No, I would probably say none of them know.
Okay, right, so what's the problem here?
Oh, so I've got 39 girls interested, and I've got maybe 10 conversations going on, like, you know, solid ones going on.
Yeah.
It's just like, how do you keep track of all those? I'm texting people this, I'm getting numbers, I'm telling people different things I haven't known.
Is that someone coming through now?
Might be. So, it's constant, non-stop.
I hate to keep you.
Is it stressing you out?
Yeah, it's great and all, but I mean, I'm doing like, you know, master's course at the moment at university. It's distracting me from my work. It might have to end soon.
Oh, no.
But the biggest thing, it's what I told you like guys before, is the 10 Tinder challenge, which I've come up with.
What's this?
Oh, right. Everyone will do it now, maybe. I don't know. So you have to get kind of 10, shall we say, likes. And then, you know, if you get 10 in a row, you've won the game. If not, you can't leave your area where you're at. If you're on the toilet, if you're in your room, whatever, you can't leave, you know, the app until you've got 10 likes. Oh, the absolute amount of time you spend on ones that's come in the way. And you just look at them and you go, you've ruined my moment here.
Yeah.
Dean, I'm sure all the girls listening right now are going to love you.
Yeah.
Don't think so. Maybe that is the problem, though.
You know when you went on your date?
Yeah.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Were you thinking, is that Mrs. X off Scott Mills' show?
I was, but I asked her, just, you know, because I said, you know, are you Mrs. X? Just point blank.
Did you say that?
Of course I did. I'm just an honest guy. I don't bat around the bush, you know. And she was like, who? And I was like,
hooray!
She knows the Scott Mills show, but she had no idea.
You thought it was a who? But it was just a who?
Yeah. Oh, I've got a who for you.
Go on.
So, you know, on the Tinder, it's like the little captions come up when you meet a girl and they match you, and it's like, and one of the captions goes, what's your biggest secret? Thinking I'll ask this girl. I said, what's your biggest secret? And she went, I'm a secret Tintin fan. And I replied back, who?
Great.
That's a good one.
So, yeah.
Did she like that?
I haven't got a reply back.
Once again, not a clue.
Not a clue.
Yeah. Thing is, you've never had 39 girls after you in your life. Well, sorry, I don't even know you, Dean, but you probably haven't.
No, I'd probably say maybe 4 girlfriends in my lifetime, maybe.
And now there's 39, and they're all after you all at once. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
But now you're complaining about it.
Well, no. I mean, it's just taking up all my time. You know, I need to actually maybe stop and find someone. It's just too addictive.
Yeah.
It's hard, but it's difficult being Dean, isn't it?
It's so hard Dean.
Dean, what are you expecting here? Are you expecting, if we put some violins behind you right now, this is going to be some kind of like,
no, but I know,
feel sorry for you.
No, I know what he's saying, though. He's trying to spin all the plates at once, isn't he? It's quite hard.
Oh, my heart bleeds.
No, I think it is, though.
Give him some violins.
I wouldn't mind some violins, you know, maybe a trumpet here and there.
Go on then. I'll tell you what, we'll put the violins on. Dean, you just carry on talking about how difficult it is with your 39 girls.
So, you know, 39 girls, and it's just, you know, one after the other. I mean, men in this world, we've got other things to do. I can't have all these interests in me at one time. You just
Sorry, we're getting too many hate texts, Dean. You're going to have to go. Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Jamila Jamil.
Hi.
We're on in 10 minutes.
Sorry, I'm taking my clothes off.
You look nice. No, it's
taking
good.
Your clothes off?
Yes.
A little bit.
Oh, a little bit.
Carry on.
It's all right. It's good. Take your coat off. Make it look like you're staying. And let's play Real or No Real.
You can leave your hat on.
You can leave your hat on.
Oh.
Are these real or no real?
During the 2008 Hollywood screenwriters' strike, Charlie Sheen wrote a whole episode of Two and a Half Men himself. It's never been shown.
Ooh. I think that was before the, you know, Charlie Sheen went...
Oh, yeah. Right. So, I mean, what are we thinking with this one, Scott? Is it likely that a man like him would create something like that?
I think yes. I think he's a very creative person. So he decides to write a whole episode of Two and a Half Men himself because... Remember when they all went on strike and loads of really, really famous shows weren't on because the writers were off. It was like, we're not doing it anymore.
Was he not involved in the writing of it at any point? Is that not how it works?
I don't think so, no. Okay. No, he's just the actors.
I like that he would have taken it upon himself.
Yeah, but it's the kind of thing he would do. I think that I am saying real.
I'm going to have to agree. I'm going to say, yeah, I'm going to say real.
That one is no real.
Oh,
rubbish.
Flying start. And next.
Scientists have discovered what they call a universal rule of urination, which states that all animals, including humans, take 21 seconds to empty their bladders.
I take it that's an average amount.
Yeah, so it's just...
21 seconds.
Oh, come on. 21 seconds to flow.
21 seconds to flow. 21 seconds to flow.
Right. I worry that this real or no real question has been... based purely around an opportunity to be able to play the Sonic
Seconds.
Crew.
21 seconds.
Which lends me to think that it might be no real.
Do you remember when we did the Radio 1 Breakfast Show, not that long ago, we did a contest of who can hold their wee in for longest. It's probably ill-advised thinking about it now.
Mm. Oh, it was when we did the Scott v. Chris challenges.
That's right. And it was like, who can hold it? But I clearly lost, remember? And also, I seem to remember I recorded the sound of my own wee and played it on a national radio station.
Of course you did.
Why did I do that again?
I don't know. It was this bizarre moment where I think in a tired decision you thought, we'll record this because it's part of the game.
I know why. It's because of my last wee before we started the challenge, so I wanted to prove it to you all.
Yes.
When they finally boot me off Radio 1, can we have that played as like the last thing?
Yeah, if it's on Newsbeat, the one clip they're going to use.
Can you please?
Yeah.
Like I really would like that. It's like, that would be a fitting tribute.
I'd love to find it.
So, all animals, including humans, take just 21 seconds to empty their bladders.
I'm saying no real.
Oh, no, have we found it? Here we go.
Here's me having my last wee in the Radio 1 toilet before Scott versus Chris challenge.
Why did I do that? Why did I do
That's
that?
That's going to stay.
That's awful.
It's no real.
I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Oh! Not just an excuse to play Soul Solid.
God, good fact.
That's one for the pub, that. And next.
Strictly Come Dancing producers have had to spend tens of thousands of pounds replacing the studio floor after Sophie Ellis-Bextor stomped too hard during her performance on Saturday.
She does stomp.
Do you know what? She's good at that because didn't one of her old songs involve stomping as well?
What, stomping on the dance floor?
No, there was something that she was doing on a dance floor, and or the video or something involved stomping.
No, you're thinking of steps.
I'm not. No, I'm not.
She didn't do stomp.
Yeah. Also, in Strictly Come Dancing, they really go for it, don't they? They really sort of put it. It's very exaggerated. The whole thing.
So,
damaged floor.
Damaged floor in the studio. I'm saying real.
I'm saying no real.
That one is no real.
Oh. Okay. Sweet. And finally, on today's Real or No Real...
Jerry Halliwell was disappointed last month after a huge promotional tour around Australia and her weekly appearances on Australia's Got Talent ended with her new single only selling 339 copies.
Oh no.
I don't think she's going to find it that easy to sell many more than that.
Can we hear a bit of that? Jerry, I'm a half a Oof.
As a friend of ours might say, that ship has sailed.
It has. The ship has sailed. She's on Australia's Got Talent, though, but hang on, 339 copies, that's like half of the people in Australia, though, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm saying real.
I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Oh, no, gutted. That's not many. And at the end of that...
That Man O' Man special, 20 all. It's a draw.
Oh, good. That's good. I hate it. It's always a draw when I'm on. Hate a draw. That was Wednesday's show without the musics. Tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 between 1 and 4, so come join. From 1 o'clock, Roisin Conaty off of Comedy is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45.